Welcome to Love You Most. This episode is all about things I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship. And if you guys are new to the podcast or just like me in general, you might not know that I actually really struggled to make friends in high school and in college. And it really took me a long time to get comfortable just with like who I am and like being confident enough in myself to like not be a replica of the people I was around. Like, I feel like whenever I had, I don't know, people in my life, I just wanted to be the person I thought that they wanted me to be versus actually being myself. And really that was like putting me at a disservice because the people that I met, they weren't able to actually get close to the real me. They were getting close to who they thought that I was, which was really who I thought they wanted me to be. So it just wasn't really like the best for building friendships. But overall, I feel like I'm really glad that I have the friends that I have now because they fit so perfectly in my life now and to who I am now versus the person I was in my 20s. So I'm just going to get into this episode. We'll have our little book chat at the end of the episode and we'll have a little Q&A segment. It's a little bit later than I normally will like chat with you guys. It's actually like 7:30. And so you might hear the crickets outside or Brady mowing the grass. But that's just giving the Midwest vibes that I feel like we all need. Just like the cozy vibes that I'm like trying to emulate with this little like girl chat or guy chat or friend chat. So yeah, the first thing that I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that you can still make new friends after college. I think I don't know, in high school, I really struggled to make friends and I always kept telling myself, well, like wait until college, you'll make like your closest friends in college. And then I got to college and I did make friends. Like I feel like whenever I talk about how I like struggle to make friendships, I don't want to say like I didn't make any friends because I feel like a lot of people think I had zero friends. I don't think like, I don't know. I feel like we all are connected to someone that we know who we could consider a friend. And I don't want to say that no one has like the ability to have like no friends, if that makes sense. Like, but I feel like all of us have someone in our lives, but maybe they're not the people that we want to be most connected to, like your coworkers or like family members or like, I don't know, just people like that. Like, yes, they're there, but maybe they're not like people you would consider a true friend. Like when I think of a true friend, I think of someone I can lean on, someone that like, if I text them and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? They'll like respond and be like, yeah, absolutely. Like someone that can like lean on me and, you know, just someone who wants to like share in my life and I want to share in theirs. Whereas I think sometimes in high school, you meet people or you're around people and you call them a friend, but really they're just people who are in your life based on proximity. So like people in your class or maybe people you sit with at lunch, people that you play sports with, or in college, maybe people that you're in a study group with or people that you work with. So I definitely had people in my life who now I definitely don't consider a lot of those people friends, but at the time I think I considered those people friends. And I guess this will go, we'll talk about this a little bit more, but like, I feel like we kind of lump everyone we know into like the little friend pool when in reality, like those are just people you know at work or those are just people that you know from class and they don't have to be this like, I don't know, best friend that you like maybe think that they are because you see them a lot. And so in high school and college, I really just like leaned into like these people that I'm around all the time are my friends. And then I really got my like heart hurt so quickly because I realized like, no, those people are not your friends like at all. And so I kept waiting for college to come and would get excited that I was going to make all these friends. And I did make friends while I was there, had different friend groups from different things and clubs I was in. Also had a group of friends. We all lived near each other in our dorm. And I actually ended up being like close friends with two of the friends in that group. But I don't know, I feel like you kind of just go in and out of like different groups in college. And like your freshman year, you might be friends with those people, but they might not be the same people that you're friends with whenever you graduate. And that's just like my, I don't know, story with friendship. And it took me a long time to like make friends. And I wish someone had told me, like, you can still make friends after college. Like, don't stress about not having the people in your life, like in your, you know, late late teens, is that the word? Like 19, 18? Like, that's totally fine. And that's totally normal. Like, I'm just starting to like create really some of my closest friends like in my 30s. And I'm so happy that I'm creating them now because I'm totally different than I was then. And I feel like the friends that I have had since like early college age or like even high school, thankfully, a lot of them have grown with me. So they like are able to see who I've become. And it is nice that they're able to look back on who I used to be. But also, like, Party Girl era Shaughnessy is like not here anymore. Like, I, when the it's dark outside, like lights are out, I'm in bed, I'm reading my book, I got my candle, like it's cozy. And I feel like it took a while for the friends who knew me like in college or high school to like really know who the person I am now. So I don't know, just wanted to remind you, like, you can make friends after college and beyond. Like, you can make friends in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and all the way like until, you know, the end of time, because really, like, there's, it's just endless opportunities to make friends. So the second thing that I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that if you're not happy when you're around them, let them go. And I wish that someone could have told me that, like, just, and I wish someone could have told me that and I would have believed it, because the feeling that you get around your friends is gonna be the feeling that you'll get probably for your entire friendship. And so if you feel icky or yucky, if you feel gross, if you just like feel bad about yourself, or you don't like who you are around them, don't be around them. Like, there are so many other people that you can connect with. And I think sometimes we just like stay around people that we've been friends with because, one, we've been friends with them for a long time, or two, we don't know if we'll be able to create any other friendships. But like, is it worth to have this friend in your life who maybe isn't the best for you if, like, you know, you don't have any other alternative? Like, is it really better than that, than just like being by yourself? Like, no, it's definitely not. So like, I don't know, it might feel a little scary to like let a friend go that you've been with for a long time or like known for a long time, but I feel like it's so, so worth it just for, I don't know, not having that headache of like how you feel around them or who you become around them. And it can like really help you to like grow into who you're supposed to be, because you're not constantly being pulled back into the type of person that you don't want to be. And another thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that party friends aren't always the same as real friends. And this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about like friends and compartmentalizing them. Like, I feel like whenever I was in high school or college, I just thought everyone around me was my friend. Like, if I knew you, you're my friend. Like, I'm besties with everybody. And that's not how people like typically treat friendship. Or if they do, like, they hold it so loosely that it's not like, it doesn't really mean anything. And so now I feel like I've come to realize, like, there's a big difference between people that maybe you like see at work, or who you maybe go out with, or who you, I don't know, have class with, and the people that you can actually like lean on and like connect with on a deeper level and can text or like call like midweek or FaceTime midweek. Like, there's a big difference between those. And I'm not saying that you need to have that separation in friendships, but I do think that it's important to know that it's there. So like, if you have friends who are party friends, and then you have friends who are like the ones that you can really lean on, like those ride or dies that you can count on, like, knowing that they are like in separate groups, I think is important. And I'm not saying get rid of one or the other, but I feel like I didn't know the difference when I was in high school and college. And so I kind of lumped them all together. So with my party friends, like the people who literally I just went out with on the weekends, like, they didn't know me. Like, they didn't even know my middle name. Like, I don't even know if they knew my age half the time or my last name. And so, you know, I would like go out with them on the weekends, but then like I would text them midweek and be like, hey, do you want to like come over and like, you know, whatever? And they're like, no, like, that's not like our thing. Like, we do like going out. So then I would feel like some type of way because, you know, I'm like, oh, like, they don't want to hang out with me. Like, you know, I don't know why. Like, they only want to go out. And like, that's their place. And that's the same with like work friends or people maybe you play soccer with, or just like in whatever group you're in. maybe they're just in that group for a reason, and like maybe you can connect with them in that group and that's all they're meant to be. Or if you want something more from them, like I feel like it's not fair almost to expect the like relationship to change if it started in a certain way. So like if you started being friends with someone based off of one specific thing and doing that one thing for a long time, expecting them to fulfill all these other needs, like, okay, now I want my friend who I like work with to also travel with me on trips, or like, you know, go to my family reunion on a Saturday. Like, I don't know. I feel like whenever I realize like that most people just kind of like don't really cross over into other like friendship spaces, it really allowed me to be like, okay, I'm not upset that this person is not available to go on a trip because we work at a steakhouse together. You know what I mean? It just like really helped me to like feel better about the friends I had at the time. Now I will say I only have very, very few party friends. And I use the word party friends, but that can really just go for like any friend who doesn't like go into every friend like group. So like your work friends, your, you know, soccer friends, your study buddy friends, like those can all be party friends. I just mean people who like aren't like your besties 24/7. And I don't really have very many of those anymore. And I think it's because now I've realized I want to cultivate friendships that are so deep and so like know me so well and are just like really, really close to me. And if they're not that, I don't really want them. But I do think that there's a time and place for having those people in your life. Like, especially when I was younger, I feel like I genuinely had a hard time even making time for myself when I was working like so many hours. And like, I don't know, I feel like I would have had a hard time really like investing into a very deep, deep relationship with a friend. So at the time, like, yeah, party friends are great because I was only like, you know, able to do so much. But now, like, I really want to invest in friendships. And so the friends that I have, like, we're going on coffee dates once a week and we're FaceTiming, you know, frequently, and we're sending each other memes and texts and stuff, like, because I really have made it a priority to like prioritize them, and they also prioritize me back. So yeah, another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that I should listen more and talk less. I feel like when I was, I had to put y'all on mute for a minute because Bane started barking. Like, I actually have not, like, actually edited any of the, like, podcasts, like, literally ever. Like, every single episode that's gone up, I just, like, press record and then I just, like, stop. And I do that mostly because I really want this to feel like just friends just, like, hanging out. And I, initially, when I created this podcast, I was like, you know, maybe I should make it really like, I don't know, polished and like all these things and make it very like sleek and clean and whatever. And I don't know, there was just something to me about like building a community where I can be so raw and just like extremely vulnerable. And if I say something, like, it's in there, like it's not coming out. And you know, if there's a sound in the background or like whatever, like it just, it is what it is. Like when you hang out with your bestie and like they're talking to you and like, you know, the pizza delivery guy comes and like interrupts your conversation, like that's just normal, like a very normal part of life. That's kind of the vibe I wanted to give for this podcast. So anyway, that's why you guys might hear banging barking in there, because he is just gonna continue to, you know, be a part of this pod if, you know, he wants to chat too. So, yeah. So anyway, I was saying that I wish I knew in my 20s that you should listen more and talk less, because when I was in my 20s, I feel like I would really like, I don't know, there's something about having like your best friends around you that just makes you want to be so open and vulnerable. But I feel like I didn't like listen to see what they needed to. And I will say there were certain friends who like I couldn't get a word in, and they were like constantly like, I don't want to say taking, but like kind of like that. Like I didn't feel like it was kind of like a two-way street with our friendship. I kind of felt like every time we were hanging out, like I was just giving, giving, giving. But then there were also friends that I had where I felt like because I had so few friends that would actually like listen and like, you know, take a moment to really like see what was going on in my life, that like when I was around those friends, I feel like I was the one who was like taking, taking, taking. And I wish that someone had told me like that there's a better way to have balance and that you really should listen more and talk less. And if you have a friend who's constantly like taking, taking, like always wants you to listen or be there for them, or always wants you to do this, 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 like, I don't think that that's a good balance at all. But I do think that you need to check yourself and make sure that you're not doing the same to someone else. And it's easy to fall into that trap. I actually like recently, probably within the last 2 years, really had to check myself because I have such great friends in my life, like better than I like probably have ever had, just like overall, like friends from high school, friends from college, friends that I have now, like the whole lump sum of the friends that I have are definitely the best like group of friends I've ever had. But because I have those friends and I've weeded out all the ones who are like, you know, the party friends or the friends who like were only there for a season, not for like the long haul. Now that I have just like the core group, like they are so like invested in my friendship, I have to literally watch myself and be like, hey, have you asked them like what's going on in their life? Have you, you know, offered to do this for them or that for them? Like, are you checking in on them? Or not even just checking in, like, are you asking them to hang out? And are you doing this? And are you doing that? Because for a long time, I feel like I didn't have that with friends, especially in high school and college. I was always the person who was like reaching out and making plans and whatever. And now that I do, it's very easy to take it for granted. So if you're in the space where you're around people who are constantly taking, taking, taking from you, definitely like check your energy and make sure you're not giving out too much to other people. And if you feel like you are, rein some of that back in. Like they don't need all of that from you. And if they do, like they can call a therapist and get like, you know, more assistance from them. And you should like be able to just be an active friend in someone's life and not have to be like the person that they're constantly dumping things on. And if you feel like you're constantly giving, really just like look at that relationship and see if like that's the type of relationship you want to have for like the rest of eternity. And if it's not, maybe try to see if you can like get other friends in, I don't know, just different areas of life to balance it out. Because I do still have a couple of friends where I do feel like whenever we're around each other, it is like I'm constantly giving to them. But I think whenever I do that, it doesn't really make me feel some type of way anymore because I feel like I have so many friends that are constantly giving to me. So my cup is full, like versus before, I feel like my cup was always on E because I don't know, I just felt like I was having a really hard time building those connections with friends. So another thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that you should pay attention to who you become around your friends. And that's a big one. I feel like our parents always tell us that when we're kids and we're like, okay, mom, like, yeah, sure, whatever you say. And then we go off and we like literally turn into a carbon copy of the people we're around and we don't even realize it. And so really pay attention. And even if it's just like the people who you're around at work or the people who you're around in your study group or your sports group or your, you know, hobby group or whatever, like, pay attention to who you are around those people and who you become. I found that in certain spaces, like, you know, whenever I go to the gym or I go to like, you know, certain clubs or, you know, I'm going to something specific where it's like the same people, but they're not necessarily people that I like hang out with every day, I find that it's sometimes easy to fall into the habit of being who all of them are. And then I have to tell myself, one, like, you left that back in high school and college. Like, we're not that Shaughnessy anymore. Like, we stand on our own. If someone does something that we don't really like, we don't have to do it. One of those things being gossip, I feel like that's like a really big thing to fall into. And I used to like really fall into that just because it feels weird. And like, you kind of feel like the oddball out if someone's like kind of making a joke about something and you just like don't contribute or you don't laugh or you don't, you know, just like add in something because people are looking for validation to like continue the joke or, you know, whatever. And then like when you don't contribute and there's like a deadpan silence, like it gets awkward. But like, I'm okay with that awkwardness because I don't know, I just don't want to become something that I'm not. And I think it's easy to become something you're not if you're around people that I don't know, just like don't make you become the best version of yourself. So really pay attention to who you become around your friends. And if maybe you're becoming someone you don't like, really check that. And, you know, maybe pull back a little bit or just like take a little space from them, even if it's not a ton of space. Like, I think just having a little bit of like space from people who are like turning us into someone where we don't want to be can be really helpful. And you don't have to tell them. Like, I feel like sometimes when I talk about boundaries, people think like, okay, I got to go and tell this person, hey, I'm going to take some space from you. Like, you know, you're turning me into someone I don't want to be. Like, definitely don't do that. I think just like know in your head, like, okay, I'm becoming someone maybe I don't want to be. I should check my time and my space with this person. I should pull back a little bit. They're really not going to notice. And, you know, you just go about your own, like, you know, business. So another thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that the friendships in your 20s won't look the same as the friendships in your 30s. And that is okay. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying before about, like, you're able to make new friends after college. I always felt like I had to make all my friends in high school, or all my friends in college. And then after that, I would just kind of be like, you know, hang out with those same people for the rest of my life. But now that I know that that's not the case, like, and I can always be like fine tuning my friendships or like building new friendships, trying new things to meet new people. Now it's made me even more excited for like my 40s and my 50s and my 60s, because I know that there's like an endless amount of people that I can meet and connect with. But with that, like, you will be a different person. Like, 10 years from now, I know that I'm going to be so different in my 40s than I am like right now. And maybe it'll just be like my life experiences will made me like be a different person. Maybe it'll be like my family structure is different. Like, maybe I live somewhere new. Like, I have absolutely no idea what 40 is going to look like, or what 50 is going to look like, or 60, but your friends might not continue along the way with you, and maybe they will. And like, that's great too. But I think like looking back at the friends I used to have in high school and in college, I would always feel so upset. Like, if we stopped being friends or like something happened. And now I just am very like grateful that I don't have those people in my life anymore. And not because of like any malicious reason, just literally because if I was still friends with them now, like, it would actually be a problem. Like, we wouldn't really have like a much in common. We wouldn't really connect. Like, we're just very different people. And all the friends that I used to be friends with, I feel like it just makes sense that we're not friends anymore. And so definitely, like, it's okay to let go of friendships, and it doesn't have to be like something that goes wrong in the friendship. It doesn't have to be like this big thing. Like, sometimes people just grow in different ways. And I don't want to say like you grow out of them, because that like kind of leads, I don't know. I feel like it leads people to believe that like one person's better than the other if I'm like, I grew out of this person or that person. But I think some people can just grow apart and just have different interests. And that is okay. That is totally fine. I wish that, I don't know, you saw more movies or like people talk more about how like friendships ended, and it just like ended kind of like amicably, and people were just like happy going about their merry lives, like without talking to each other, like being besties anymore. And it wasn't like this big dramatic thing. And maybe that's why so many of us, like, I don't know, have such a hard time with letting go of like friends and feeling like we don't need to rekindle that friendship, because our whole lives were kind of taught like you need to make sure you keep your friends and hold on to your friends and have your friends since preschool or, you know, middle school or whatever, which is great if you do have those. But if you don't, that is okay and totally normal. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that you should only spend time with friends that don't drain you emotionally. Now, I will say that this kind of goes back to when I was talking about like friends, having them for a certain season. And sometimes like when you're in a certain stage of life, it just is what it is. Like, maybe you play a sport and you're around certain people, or maybe you work at a specific job and you're around certain people, and like you consider those your friends. I think that that's great. And sometimes like those people, maybe they drain you, but you can't really get outside of like that specific thing you're doing. I'm not really talking about that. I'm just talking about like, if you have friends that you consider like your best friends, your close friends, people that are like in a group chat with you, or people you just like, you know, call your besties, like if they drain you, if you leave hanging out with them and you spend, you know, 2 to 3 hours or even just like an hour with them and you feel absolutely exhausted and you like do not want to hang out with them again, you're just like dreading it. Like, what is the point of having them as a friend? And like, honestly, as I'm saying this to myself, because it is hard to like let go of people that have just like been in your life for a long time. And like, maybe they're at one point didn't drain you and maybe they do now, but it's like hard to, I don't know, create boundaries between that relationship. But I really want to remind you, like, you have a very short life, and I feel like we shouldn't be spending it with people who drain us. And if you leave feeling worse after you hang out with a friend than like when you first get there, like the point of, well, not I guess the whole point, but a part of having a friend is to have them be able to like energize you and just like, I don't know, you connect with them and you leave feeling inspired, or at least that's how I feel when I'm with my friends. So I don't know. I just want to remind you, like, all friends will not drain you, and like all friends will not leave you feeling like, you know, just so annoyed or like whatever. Like, I feel like that is not a typical thing that you should feel after hanging out with someone that is considered a friend, but I feel like it happens to so many of us. So I just wanted to remind you of that. That is like something you can totally let go of. And another thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship is that if you can sit in silence with a friend, that might be a friend for life. I feel like that's so rare to actually be able to just sit in silence, and maybe you're on your phone, or maybe you're just like sitting outside watching the sunset or whatever, but that comfortable silence is so, so rare. And this kind of goes into like the last thing that I wish I knew about friendship, but I guess I can just jump into it now because it's like very ties closely to like sitting in silence with a friend. And the thing I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship, another thing, and the last thing I wish I knew, is that growing up together doesn't guarantee a lifelong friendship. And I guess it made me think of that when I was thinking of like sitting and watching the sunset outside, or like, you know, just sitting and doing nothing together. I feel like when you grow up with a friend and you've been around them for a very long time, you can easily get that comfortable silence because they've just been around for so long. But I think you're able to build that in a new friendship, like the more you do stuff that isn't like planned. And I don't even know how to explain that in a way that like makes sense, because you kind of have to plan everything as an adult. But like when I think about my friends that I like met last year, or, you know, the year before last, the way we've really built like our connection to make it so much better is by doing stuff that's just like, we're going to show up at a park and maybe we will like scrapbook, or maybe we'll just like, you know, sit and catch up, or maybe we'll read together, but things that aren't like, let's like, you know, get dressed up and like go out to eat and, you know, make this like a whole ordeal. Things that feel like very, very ordinary are the things where I feel like I can get like moments of silence with a friend and it just like starts to feel normal. And the more it starts to feel normal, the more like those, the longer the silence happens, like the more it just feels fine. So I don't know. I've had some of my closest friends like in my life from growing up with them, but I've also had some of my closest friends like just in the last few years. So just wanted to remind you that like, you don't have to hold on to your childhood friendships just because you've had them for a long time and you feel like that has to be a lifelong friend because they've been there for a long time. You can like create new friendships and have that same bond with those new friends that you have like with the old friends, but maybe it's even better because you're a different person. And maybe those like, you know, younger friendships are like great too. I'm not saying that they're not, but I also want to just like offer up that there are other alternatives for friendships. So those are all the things that I wish I knew in my 20s about friendship. And I could just go on and on and on about this. I actually think I'm going to have like a second episode because there were so many things that were just like on my mind as I was thinking about this episode. But you guys did ask some questions, so we'll just like get into our little chat. I'll probably only answer a few just because this episode is already getting a little long. But one of you guys actually asked for solo date ideas, and I actually share lots of solo date ideas on Instagram and on TikTok, and not really as much on YouTube, but mostly on like Instagram and TikTok. I have like little videos and I have like little carousels with like ideas and stuff on there. But I actually am going to have a whole episode about solo date ideas. So the next episode coming out next week is literally going to be just about solo date ideas and like things I've done that have made me feel inspired, that have made me just like have more confidence in myself. So that is coming literally next week. So you actually read my mind. But I will share a few just because I feel like this is a number one question that I get asked. And I think it's because I go on so many solo dates. But the biggest thing about like making something a solo date, I always feel about like, I feel that something turns into a solo date when you like romanticize the moment. So if you are like, you know, reading a book, you could just read a book inside on your couch and like, sure, that's fun. Or you could like make it a moment and like, you know, go and like watch the sunset while you're reading your book, while you're listening to like, you know, your favorite artist, and you get on a cozy blanket outside and like just make it a whole thing. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, you know, what you think of as like a traditional date, like getting dressed up and like going to dinner or to a movie or something, which those can also be solo dates. But I think sometimes we like overcomplicate what a solo date can be. Like, you could visit an art gallery, you could have a shopping day, you could, you know, go to a bookstore, or you could like go to the farmer's market. Like, all of those things are things that you would be able to consider a date with someone else. But like, when it's by yourself, it kind of just feels a little weird because you're like, okay, I'm just going to the bookstore, or I'm just, you know, walking through the farmer's market. But I feel like what makes it a date is like your perspective and like going into it thinking, okay, I'm doing this as a way to like get to know myself better, as a way to just like enjoy life a little bit more, but on my own without relying on somebody else. So whole episode is coming. I can literally talk about solo dates just all day long. So it is coming. And I know you guys will love that episode and hopefully be able to refer back to it because it'll have just lots of different ideas. And another question you guys asked, you said, I'm 22. I've never been in a relationship. How do I put myself out there more? When I get around guys, I get pretty shy. And I also feel like initially they'll call me cute, but then they won't do anything else. Like, I'm friend zoned. So I love this question because I feel like you started out with your age, which is really helpful because I feel like if you hadn't shared your age, like just the age really helps me think back to like when I was 22. And I feel like when I was 22 and the friends that I had when I was 22, like everybody, it's like a big thing. Like, you want to be in a relationship and you want to be like settled because, you know, after college or getting towards the end of college or like getting into a quote unquote real job and like getting settled is like a big thing. And I feel like at that age, you're so like wanting to be on a specific timeline of like, okay, this is the time that I need to start settling down. But literally, you do not have to think that way. And I don't know why we're like conditioned to think that, like, I don't know, mid-20s, like when we need to like start to figure things out. And so like by early 20s, we're like trying to get the jump on like, you know, being married by 25 or like whatever. But you do not have to like rush getting into a relationship with anyone. And I don't know. This is like a hard question because I always want to encourage people or like give ideas for people for how they can like, you know, put themselves out there, or like meet people. But I also want to really encourage you to like feel confident in the fact that like you don't need to like seek out someone. Like, I feel like I have some friends who've made the best like relationships with their partners just by like meeting them in a very organic way, and they're meeting them in ways that they're like doing things that they already love. So like, if you really like books, like going to a book club or going to a bookstore, or I don't know, if you like, I don't know, any hobby that you can think of, I feel like those are easier ways to like meet people if you're just like doing something that you already enjoy and you can organically meet someone versus like trying to, I don't know, go on Tinder dates or just like setting up random dates with people that you may or may not have something in common with. Like, I think back to whenever I was in high school, one of my friends, she was like, I know this guy, he's like super nice, I'm going to set you up with this guy. Had no idea who this person was, or maybe I did, like maybe I knew a little bit about them, but like I didn't know really that much about them. And I was like, you know, bet, that sounds great. Like, you know, I'm going to go on this date. It's going to be fun. But like, I feel like it was one of the worst dates because I did not even know what I was getting into. Like, I knew nothing about them. We had very few interests that were similar, and it just was like not fun. And I feel like if I could have went back in time and just like told myself then, like, just, you know, chill out. Like, you'll literally meet the love of your life by just like hanging out with your friends and just like doing fun things in college. I feel like I would have went back and told her that, because it doesn't have to be this like big thing to like meet someone. I feel like if you're going and putting yourself out there just for yourself and like trying new things and experiencing new things and like meeting new friends and like new places and like, you know, trying new hobbies or traveling or whatever, like eventually you will meet someone. But I feel like when we put the focus solely on like trying to find a partner versus like finding things that you enjoy or finding like love in your life for yourself or like things that you love to do, I feel like it just, I don't know, it just like doesn't work out in the best way. I don't know. And I'm sure for other people, there are people out there who I'm sure it's worked for. So, you know, everyone has their own story, but I do think that like, if you just try to like get to know yourself better and maybe like try new hobbies for yourself or try new experiences for yourself, that would be like a much, I don't know, better use of your time than like trying to like go on random dates or something. I don't know. But also, you don't have to like look for, you know, a partner right now. You're 22. You have so much time. There is no timeline for like when you need to or don't need to do things. Like, I don't know, you have so much time ahead of you. And I know that 22 feels like you're so like old or getting up there, I guess. But like, really, you have so much time. So let's get into our little book chat. I will answer more questions in the next Q&A or the next episode, but we're already like at, I don't know, like 30 something minutes. So we're like getting up there. But for our little book chat, there really isn't really much that I need to catch you guys up on. I've been reading a lot, but I have really been wanting to read more diverse reads. And I feel like I've been on TikTok a lot, just like scrolling and looking at like Black TikTok and like seeing diverse reads and stuff on there, which has made me more excited to like pick up books that I don't know, haven't heard a lot of people talk about. So that's like one thing that I really want to focus on in September, is like reading more books by indie authors. Like, there's this book, I can't even think of the name now, but the video will already be up, or no, the video will be up on YouTube on Saturday, and I talk about the book there. But there's this one book that literally has like 400 reviews on Goodreads and like barely any, but like the reviews that are on there are so good. And I don't even know how I heard about this book. I think someone randomly like brought it up on TikTok and I was like, okay, I'm definitely adding this to my cart. But like, those are the types of books that I want to read. I think sometimes books, like certain books, get overhyped, and certain authors are, I don't know, I don't want to say the authors are overhyped, but they're not my style. And I like give into the hype because everyone's talking about it. And I think that one of the most fun things about reading is that like you have a community of people talking about the same thing, and it just like makes reading more exciting. But like, I would love to like find diverse reads and like start a new conversation on like books that people haven't talked about yet. So that's like one of my goals. I read Fast. I can't remember if I talked about this or not with you guys because I recently finished it. I don't know if I finished it and shared it on the last episode, but I finished Fast by Millie Bellazer. I think that's the last name. That book was such a good book, very, very hard book to read, but such a good book. And it was like a friends to lovers story. And that was a book that I haven't heard really anyone talk about either. So I don't know, I really want to read more books like that. I also finished the last book in the Magnolia Parks universe, and I'm so sad. It is one of my favorite series, and I will not talk about it because I have talked about it so much on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, like literally everywhere. I'm just word vomiting about this series, but it is so good. I know the next book comes out, I think, on BJ's birthday, which is like February 24th. Fun fact, Magnolia Parks, her birthday is August, I don't know, like 30th, I think, or 31st. And these are the only like book characters whose birthdays I've ever remembered, like that alone. And these are the only book characters who like, I've literally looked up like fan casts and stuff for them. I'm like, who am I? I don't know who I'm turning into, but apparently I'm obsessed with these books, which is why I gave them 5 stars. But anyway, that is all for this episode. I know this is a long one, but I did share that I want like these episodes to be more like just girl chats, just hang out, like feel like you're on FaceTime with me or on the phone. You can just turn it on while you're like doing dishes or driving or whatever. And just like, if you take something from it, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. Just like, you know, I'm just a person. Like, I don't have any more like knowledge than like your mom and your sister than like literally anyone in life. I'm just like sharing my opinion. So take it or leave it, but I love that you're here. It makes me feel so like good that we just have like a nice little community. And I love whenever you guys like leave a review or you guys will like send a DM and just like share your thoughts on like our little chat. I don't know. It just makes me feel so, so good. So thank you for being here. And I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I do love you a lot. And I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.